With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Elena Wills. Three Chatham residents are facing charges after an alleged assault in Wallaceburg. Police were called to Running Creek Drive around 7:30 last night and learned that three people drove up to the victim's home. Two people got out of the car and approached the victim. One of them allegedly punched the victim while the other used a taser on them. All three suspects drove off, but officers were able to track them down in Chatham. Police allegedly found two tasers and oxycodone tablets while they were searching them. A 47 and 43-year-old man, as well as a 39-year-old woman, were all arrested and charged. Tickets are on sale now for the 18th annual Parade of Chefs. After a three-year hiatus, the fundraiser for the Chatham Kent Health Alliance Foundation returns on September 28th at the Chatham Armory. This year's theme is A Royal Affair with Local Flair, and Mary Lou Crowley with the foundation says all of the money raised will go to buy a new OrthoVision Swift analyzer.
For the Laboratory Transfusion Medical Department, the lab really touches everyone that comes in the hospital in one way or another. So I think this piece of equipment will certainly be something that we can all rally upon and know how important it is.
This year's celebrity host is Chef Darren McGrady, who served as the personal chef for members of the royal family, including Queen Elizabeth, for over a decade. St. Clair College is going to test its emergency communication system just in case there's ever an active attacker on campus. Over the past few weeks, the college has been telling students, staff, and faculty to upload the Alertus emergency communication app to their phones. They'll test the system at the Chatham campus on April 13th. A 63-year-old man is facing an impaired driving charge after Chatham Kent police got a call from a concerned citizen. Yesterday afternoon, police were called to the government dock in Jeanette's Creek to check on the well-being of a man who was sick and believed to be intoxicated. Officers found the man in his vehicle and believed he had been drinking. When they took him to the police station, he allegedly refused to take a breathalyzer. The Tilbury East Township man was charged with refusing a breath sample and driving while impaired. A bill that will allow tradespeople to write off more of their travel expenses is headed to the Senate now. That's from Essex MP Chris Lewis. Bill C-241 has no upper limit to how much those workers can deduct on their taxes, and it kicks in for travel that's more than 120 kilometers from home. And police in Nashville, Tennessee, say at least three children and three staff members are dead after a school shooting this morning. According to NBC News, the shooting happened at a private Christian school that serves preschool students through sixth graders. The shooter was a 28-year-old Nashville woman who was killed after an altercation with police. In sports, just six games in the NHL tonight, and both the Maple Leafs and Red Wings have the day off. The Canadiens look to string together back-to-back wins when they head to Buffalo to play the Sabres. The Senators host the Florida Panthers. The Oilers are in Arizona to play the Coyotes. The Islanders host the Devils. Seattle travels to Minnesota, and Colorado is in Anaheim. And on the basketball court, the last-place Pistons welcome in the Eastern Conference-leading Milwaukee Bucks tonight. The Pistons have lost their last five games and 16 of their last 17. Now the forecast, we'll see a few clouds tonight with a low of minus 1. Tomorrow, some sunshine with a high of 8. And then Wednesday, we could see some rain with a high of 5. Right now, we're at 4. I'm Elena Wills. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.